the Gemara in Shabbos, the beginning of Kira, the Chamavo, Salochet Shukhna Cholson, some Rishon and Gimel, Sifteis, but what's the Salochet, that if you take a Kedera, a pot off the fire on Shabbos, if it's cooked and it's Doriseach, and it's two more conditions, it's Oida B'Yoda, it's still in your hand, and it's by the Lachsa, you could put it back on the fire. Moshul, if you take a Shom pot off the fire on Shabbos, if it's still in your hand, and that's the last you put it back. And people know that, really, if you want to take some shalom on Friday night, you should take it off the fire, because if you're taking it with a spoon, is agosa, it's like mixing it. You're not supposed to mix the kedera on the fire. If you take it off the fire, it's okay. But how do you put it back? There it says, you put it back, but because it's either be other, you're still holding it, and it's like the last. There are more over there, says there are heterim even without that. Even if the person put it down, it wasn't like the last, it was shasat chak. Based on basically the halacha of Ein B'Shach HaBishul, but L'chaschino, for sure, L'chaschino, the halacha is only if it's either the other, it's still in your hand, it's like the last, so you can put it back. These two conditions. The Kirega, in Shulchan Aruch, in Agor, has a shayla, what if somebody takes someone else's part of the fire? We even take Shimon's part of the fire without Rishus, and it's still in his hand, but it doesn't have Daipi Lachsa. Is it mut to put it back? Kvega Klez, actually this is Bechlal, the Klal of Enod Moisad of Hashem Shaloi. Because you had Daito not Lachsa, not to put it back on the fire, your Machshava is going to answer your friend's pot to put it back. And we have a Klal, Enod Moisad of Hashem Shaloi. We mentioned this halacha once, and the Gemara says in Chulun, Chulun Daf Memal, it's in other places. What? Right, Hishachta Behemoth of Avodah Zarah. The sheikh is chayav misa, he's doing a vezor, and also the behemah is takuvus of vezor. The behemah is also bahana. But if you shecht your friend's behemah, somebody just created a sense of behemah, and he shechts it over vezor. First of all, he's chayav misa over vezor. Second, he's mitam a mazik, because the live behemah is worth more than shecht the behemah. But the ma'isa, if he shecht it good, the behemah, the boss is mutabachila, because you can't ask your friend's behemah. In other ma'isa, the v'shen shalav machshava. Maybe maisa, yes. So you take your friend's bossa and you put it in cholov. That's the maisa. That's going to be asa. Bossa cholov we trade. But you can't. But this the whole is the counts of the machshav v'dezara. Ain't other maisa v'shein shalai. Kivega brings down. There's a mug in Avraham. It's mentioned test. Sivkan ches. We mentioned this also once that says by muksa also. Making a bossa of asa. If before Shabbos you put a double muksa on top of a kair, on top of a plate, the whole plate becomes a bossa of asa. It becomes muksa. But if your friend, somebody that was shush, comes and puts a double muksa on my plate, tied the mug in Avraham, my plate will not be muksa. I can pick up the plate and knock off the muksa. Because you can't make my plate a bustle and double asa, even if you put $1,000 item of muksa on top of
it.
That's what Kibega compares it. Others want to. Right. Other people want to tie into that. You think it's a maisa?
No, that's why. Otherwise, it wouldn't be shot.
Right, it has to be in Hashem putting it on, take it off. Right. So, Kivega compares that. They're also sitting there, another maisa. Here also, if you take off someone else's part of the fire, and you have this, either be other, but you had a machshava to put it down, not to put it back, your friend could come along, take it away from you, and put it back on the fire. The owner could put it back, because you can't make an issa to put it back on the fire. Another maisa, the Hashem Shalai. He also should have that. He cannot create an issa on this path to put it back. He should also.
It's only if Daita Lachsa makes it oif, or if Daita Lachsa makes it in.
Very good. You're saying, first of all, Kivega, I'm not going to go into it. You look inside, he wants to be turned on the Shayel and a Machoik is placed in Yibam, Safi Gimel, and a Rash and Klaim, Perg Zion. But it's a very nice Indian to go through inside. But this is the basic shayla. The Kirega Klez, the Chorei Shvi over here, and the Yisum of Zav Hashem Shalai. Our Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Pergim, the Chorei Shvi over here, so it's Rav Yitzchak asking. He says that in Chorei, it's not that Ein Dei Dei Lachsa asses the pot to go back on. The Chorei is the Dei Dei Lachsa is the Hetta. You need Dei Dei Lachsa to have a Hetta. This twist, look at it. You look at it. So if the gather is that you need Daita Lachsa, the head to put it on, there's no Daita Lachsa over here. It doesn't make a difference if someone else did it. Someone else took it off. But what's the head to put it back? It's off the fire, there was no Daita Lachsa. You're missing the head. It doesn't make a difference if someone else did it. But no one had Daita Lachsa. If you look at it like the Ein Daita Lachsa is an Oysa, is what makes it Osa, then you can say this klal of Eidam Moise the B'Shem Shaloi. But Tanner of Shach, weren't you looking at it that maybe the Gedda is, Chazal said, Kedei to put it back on the fire, you need two conditions. The other, you need Daitei Lachta. And over here, you're missing the Daitei Lachta. It's as if you should be missing the other. It wouldn't make a difference if someone else took it off. Someone else took it off and put it down. You would say you're missing the Hetta. Here also, so you're missing the Hetta.
That would be a Maisa, right.
But the Shach says, even if someone else did it, but you have no one that had the Daitei Lachta. If you're missing this
so
tonight...
So then you have a Maisa.
What?
So then you have a Maisa, that's the Gedda.
And all you have is a Maisa. But
all you have is a Maisa.
The Maisa, right. The taking off the fire, that we know he can do.
Right.
But the
Kivig... The Daitei Lachta makes like it's not taking off.
Yeah, but the Kivig Havana was that you also need a Daitei Lachta. Kozman said it the other, you need a Daitei Lachta. You need a Machshava to Aser. Not a machshav that asks it. You need a machshav to be matir. Matir of Daitei Lachta. And you don't have, and no one has that machshav to be matir. So what's the shayla? And the shach ends off. It's miyani agoyim kivega shnatim. He said to me, it's a pella of kivega. Did not learn this way. He doesn't understand why not. And Shai is stuck to say shver. Why would kivega look at it more that it's an oisa that it's machshav that asks it? Achir not. Achir to be able to put it back on, you need either be other, and you need Daitei Lachta. Achir it's a matir. Why did Kibbeh learn that way? So I'm just thinking that maybe Shad is. Kibbeh is Habana, and this whole Indian is like this. First thing you have to understand is, what's really the chilek between a Gedei, if it's Oida B'Yodai, or if it's put down? Am I Nafkamina? In both cases, it's still Reseach, it's still boiling, and it's cooked. And in both cases, it's off the fire. The mice is seeing how to put it back on. The real hetter here is because it's still Reseach, or it's still cooked. That's the real hadith. So, the mind of Kamina, if it's in your hand or if you put it down. Why do we make a chalak in this? So, the teretz is because, again, this is mutter midaraisa. Midaraisa is mutter to put it back even if you put it down. Like, there are mutters of Shasav Chapi, you have other teretz, and Bishach Abishal, and the whole thing is Rabbanu. But even in the Rabbanu, you have to understand what's together. How come Chazal Asid, well, why does Chazal ask it only if it's not biyodei? How come Chazal made a chiluk that it's biyodei or not biyodei? So I'm thinking that it could be the gedda is like this: Chazal asked whatever was neka from the fire, sorry, whatever was taken off the fire. It was taken off the fire, but the gedda is to be taken off the fire. An akira, we'll use a melisa slash akira hanocha. To really be considered taken off the fire, you have to have a hanocha put it down someplace. Has to be someplace off the fire. Kozman is in your hand, it's like a temporary place, like a limbo. We know a person's hand is not a permanent place, it's only temporary. So if it was taken off the fire in an Eifan Aroi, that's not called taken off the fire. It has to be taken off the fire permanent. And permanent would be, you took it off and you put it down. When you put it down, then it already is off the fire, and that's what Chazal asked, you cannot put it back. It's a Mela, even when it's in your hand, that we call then a temporary place, then Vaita is totally in his Machshava. If it's machshav, it's like the lachta, then it's considered a temporary place and it's not really taken off the fire. But if it's ain't like the lachta, then even when it's in his hand, the ready is considered it's off the fire.
It's considered like a makom mesup,
it's not called an akira. It's not called an akira and gansel off the fire. It's a mela, the kirega understood. If you learn this way, the kirega tak understood, the machshav of not to put it back, that's the final akira off the fire. That's what took it off. What took it off the fire was when you put it in your hand, because putting it in your hand itself, like we're explaining, is not really taking off the fire because it's only temporary. Taking it off is when it's off completely. It's off and it's somewhere else. Kozman is in your hand, it's not really off. But if it's in your hand and you have ain't that already is an akira tzadik of it. As a man, I think that's the akira tzavana. So it comes out that ain't like the lachta is what finalized that akira, is what took it off the fire, what made it go off. That was a machshava yetzeres. As a man, the kirega says very good. Is that called b'chal ein other mitzvah of shenish shalai? And that's the way that Aviyev is learning. It's really the ain't that lachta. Because you have to be going with that here. I'm sure there was a kirega tzavana over here, and that's why it says a shayla, not agar shach. For a few other Yoni Shabbos, I was learning recently, there's another Kivega in Shulchan Aruch, and also I go on Simon Reisam Achzayim, that's Simon of Kabbalah Shabbos, when you become Kabbalah Shabbos. Kivega Kaza Shaila,
if someone that was not Mekabel Shabbos, can he be Moitzi someone that was yet Mekabel Shabbos early in Kiddush? It could be a little bit Nageach, right? If someone is visiting an old lady who's alone, and he wants to be Mahana, make Kiddush for me, she's Mekabel, she's Ben Shlech already, it's early Shabbos, she's Ben Shlech, and he wants to make Kiddush for him, then go in his car and drive home. He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Can he do that? So, this is an interesting shayla. So, Kivega says, L'chayre, you could say the one that was not Mekabel Shabbos, not Mechuyev B'David. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Achav Tes, says that to be Moitzi someone, you have to be also Mechuyev B'David. The Moshe benching, what?
Yeah,
he wants to make Kiddush.
He's making Kiddush.
He's making Kiddush. If he can be Moitzi Ben Krach, who's Purim is, can be Moitzi Ben Krach on Tisha Purim, that ain't him a Chuyi B'Dava. Oh, he's a Hachalada. Well, maybe over here it's better. To be Yodin, a heavy Asma Dechin Chiyav, the Kabbalah of Shabbos. Over here, Lomais, the person who wasn't Mekabal Shabbos, but he's able to, so he could be Mekabal Shabbos, maybe he's called Mechuyi B'Dava, the Tzorchi Yung Adina. So I'm thinking what you're thinking. The first thing Chiddush B'Kivega here is that this seems to be Poshet B'Kivega, that you could be Moitzi someone even though you're not Yerza. If you would be Mechuyi B'Dava, L'Moshel, let's say it's Zman Mincha, you're both Mechuyi B'Mincha, and you want to be Moitzi, Achveis Achayla, who has trouble, you want to be Moitzi M'Mincha, but I don't want to be Yerza. I want to daven later in Shul, Ting B'Tziva. B'Kivega has no problem with that. That seems to be Poshet. You can be Moitzi someone even though you're not Yetzer. To us it's a Chiddush, but the Kriyega seems to hold that way with our Poshet. You can think of other cases. You could be Moitzi.
Why is that a Chiddush to you? Why is that different than if you did it already?
Making a Broch.
You're making a Broch and you're not Yetzer, but I'll be Moitzi, and to me it's a Chiddush. Maybe you should say Fairish, I don't know. But the Kriyega names are the Poshet. And even though you don't want to be Yetzer, I mean, I don't want to be Yetzer, I want to be Yetzer. You want to be with someone early in Shreif and Lava? I'm not Jason, I'm going to be with someone later in Shul. Okay, I'm just saying, if you take that, I think some people here. You're right. The Kivega's whole shayla is that you call him Mechuyev B'Dava, and Kivega explains it's Sodom. Do you say, what? The same thing, I'm not sure. No, you ate. Now let's say no, the shayla would be.
What?
Oh, that's a shayla because it's Erev Shabbos, because he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos.
No, but the other shayla,
Moshe, let's say someone, like we're saying, let's say someone he doesn't know benching very hard, there's no benching, you want to be Moitzim. I want to continue eating, I don't want to be Yetzer benching. I could be Moitzim even though, and then continue eating, then bench again myself.
Because you're Mekabel.
Right, but you might see him, and I might see him even though I'm not Yetzer. That seems to be possible.
You can't be
Moitzim. Sorry?
If you didn't eat.
Right, no, we're talking about we ate. Right? That's the same as Kaman Brach, the Chach, if they eat, they'd be like him. But the Kriyega Safek is, this called Mechuyi B'Dava? Because you were not Mekabel Shabbos. And you don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. You want to jog if you want to do Malacha, you don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos. So the Sodom Ad, the way the Kriyega explains this, do you say that he's not Mechuyi B'Dava because for him it's still Choyl? He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Or do you say, since it's the Yodah, he's able to be Mekabel Shabbos, that's called Mechuyi B'Dava. And I was thinking, I would word it a little bit differently. Kriyega doesn't say this, maybe he means this also. It's not only his B'Yodah, he's Mechuyi. At this time, after Plaga Mincha, sometime now between Plaga Mincha and Shkia, he has to be Mekabel Shabbos and he's going to have to make Yiddish. He is Mechuyi B'Dava to do these two things, these two steps. He's going to have to be Mekabel. He doesn't have to do it right now. I still have like an hour or two, it's early. I can do it a little later, I can push it off. But Maisa, right now, I do have a chiyuv. I have to do it either now or later. I do have a chiyuv to be Mekabel Shabbos and make Kiddush. Right. I'm going to have to do it, but I don't do it now. I still have an hour or two with Tzeis Shabbos. Even Tzeis Shabbos, I have an hour or two.
That doesn't make it Mechuyi. You have to be Mechuyi to eat a Suda and bench.
Right.
So you can't be Mechuyi to somebody with benching before you eat, because I'm Mechuyi to eat a Suda and bench.
I hear what you're saying.
Why do you say I can bring myself to the Chiyuv? Why do you say the other day over there also?
That's a little bit different.
If you don't, I could wash it and be mechuyev.
That's a little bit of a stretch. Mechuyev to the suda al suda yomtiv. And then I'll have to binge because I'll be sedeya.
Why did you say that? I could eat suda Just like I could eat the suda. So why can't you be
mechuyev different
than
others
before you?
That's a little bit different because the chiyuv comes from sedeya. You don't think I'll be mechuyev to be sedeya. I mean, that's not metzias. So I'm not. I have to eat and be sedeya to be mentioned. I'm going to have to do it. If not now, later. But I am in a master where I have mechuyev to mekabel Shabbos. Maybe I have to mechuyev davar. The ma'aser kiri goes like tzerchin. Okay, tzerchin ladina.
The ma'aser when it comes to this and we say that a person is mekabel Shabbos, and that person is not
mekabel Shabbos. They talk about that. Yeah, the Sharmelach and Chazem. What are you saying?
You're allowed to
ask the person. Yes. Right. They even talk about it. It's like a mirlakum. Is it the same
thing? Better.
I was thinking of the Sheni. The Shamanel and Chazem talks about the Sheni. Ben Chutzot, the Tzol, you can ask him to the Himmel Tzol, the Mi Yisem
Fakai. For me, since
the Yontif, that's the Shaila.
For me, I'm not only asking to do it.
Right, but the first time Mechamel Shabbos can't
be.
Right.
But it sounds like you're saying from the Rekiva Eger that it's interesting, he's only talking about Kiddush, but about Yisem Olacha.
He should not.
He's only talking about the Din Arabs.
Greatest fakir isn't the gather of mechuyev davar. This klal, this gather of be meitzkam and hefty mechuyev. What's called mechuyev davar? Maybe this is not mechuyev davar because right now it's chol. Or do you say since it's biyodah that's a lashon? Oy the hocha odah. The biyodah in the heavy asks me the chiyev. He's able to bring himself in the chiyev the kabbal of Shabbos. He's able to do that. The tzerchin adina. So what's his chiyuv, the Ben Krach? On Yudalot as well?
He's
a small.
He wants to wait for Yudalot.
Once he
might see. So but he can say also, the Maizi, he can make himself into a...
Oh, very good. He can make himself a Ben Yudalot by the sign I'm staying.
He can stay, so we'll be then.
Are you sure? If he's only there for an hour, I guess.
Right,
Ben Yerushalayim goes to Bnei Brak. He's there for one night. He doesn't chal the mechiyev megillah that hour.
He has to be in the boyka.
Oh really? That's a minute. The Yerushalayim that go to Bnei Brak on the Purim afternoon, Yudal the Pesach.
Then he becomes Yudal. If you don't leave before the catch morning, if Yudal.
So what could he do to mechayev himself? He could have came earlier.
Stay.
Oh, and if you know you're staying, then you are mechuyev. If you know you're staying, then you are mechuyev.
Right.
So maybe it's the same shayla. And Achamah, maybe
it's
the Nachmina. It could be.
It's still different.
You're changing yourself from a Ben Tezvot to Ben Yudal. When you're not changing yourself.
Yeah, being Mekabel Shabbos.
Yeah, you could be Mekabel. You have the same capability of being Mekabel Shabbos. So yeah, you could change your material from a Ben Tezvot.
Okay. Okay, but Zuchi says the Sant of Kivega is Chakir. You buy Zuchian. Another Indian in the Shabbos I was looking at is a Mishra Brewer with a parish, Lakuti Divi Rav. Someone did a murder garbage. He used Mitzayan on the whole Mishra Brewer, wherever the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Chaylik. Wherever the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Machriya different than the Mishra Brewer, he points it out. What? Oh, Kivega is Zuchian. I have no answer. I just want to explain the Shaila. Somebody has to think about it. That's being right. So in this Lakuti Debi Arab, Mishra himself could say the quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, but there are many places that he brings down other places and doesn't mention. This Machava points out wherever the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Chaylik. It's a Shein Abed. And he has a Skalman from Shom Zalman Ayubach. And of Shom Zalman, gives him a nice Skalman. He says, you did a very nice job, but you missed one place. the Shulchan Aruch was the key, it's on the spot, he showed him, he missed one place. There's one machlokes, Shulchan Aruch Rav Mishua, that he didn't point out. The Mishnah Berurah in Shatzin, some Rishay and Aleph, cut and pay test, but Hilchos Kiddush, he brings down the, what's the shape in Shulchan Aruch, the Chachila, everyone being Yitzhak Kiddush should be Toyim. Some Akim, but the Chachila, everyone who's Yitzhak Kiddush, Friday night, then Shabbos Day, Kiddush Rabbah, should be Toyim from the Ayin. So the Shatzin brings down, there is a minig, even though the Sant, I don't think it was in Lipta, I think it was more Bachtizen, but there is a minig that the Mekadosh, after he drinks, he pisses around the same Becha, and everybody drinks from the same Becha. So the Shatzin himself tells on the Shaila, the din is, you cannot make Kiddush on the Koist itself. But the Gemara says, the Koist that someone drank from is Pogum, there's ways to fix it, but right now, someone drank from the Koist, you cannot make Kiddush on that Koist, it's Koist Pogum. So any person that's drinking from the Koist, the Chayra now is drinking from a Koist Pogum. The Kiddush was Yetzah, but this Mila that everyone should drink from a Kosher Kiddush, a Chayr, everyone should drink from a Kosher which is Roy for Kiddush, a Kosher which is not Pogum. So how does everyone drink from a Kosher which is Pogum?
It's
not Yetzah, but do you have the Mila of being Koyim from Yayin Kiddush? Is that the Mila of being Koyim Yayin Kiddush?
No,
because he was ready to do
the Shatzin tells in this problem. And the Shatzin. No, they're both. Chayla Shayla's Friday and by day, the same Shayla. So the Shatzin basically answers that since we're all being Yetzah from the same Kiddush, Kuluka Chagufa, everyone is like one person over here, and it's like we all drank from one Kaisu all in the beginning. His Oshin is, you should chase in Kulum because Shabracha, when everyone is drinking from the same Kaisu Shabracha, Afagav Lushayisu Metchila. Even though the Makadish drank from it first, Mikri Kushin and Pogum. It's still called the Kushin and Pogum. It's not Pogum. The Chashuvik and Makadish Gufa. They're all Chashuv like the Makadish himself. Since you're being Yitzhak Kiddush, we're all Chashuv like the Makadish himself, and there's no Chassan of Pogum.
You told me if you drink just from that place?
Yes. Right, and he says Beferish. But if you. No. If you pour it into empty glasses, it's good. But if you pour it into. But you're all drinking from the same yayin as Makadoshan. He does have a problem, Mishnah Berurah, is if everyone has their own kais in front of them and they want to pour from the Makadosh's kais into a little bit into their kais, which was full already, he had a little more wine, that might be a problem.
No, that's not worse than that.
No, I take it back. You're right. I take it back. I think he talks about what the Shulchan Aruch says over there, that if everyone had a kais pogum in front of them, everyone had a kais pogum, I think that's what he says, everyone had a kais pogum, and you eared from the Makadosh's yayin, I think he has a problem with that. Not something like that. You don't understand that either, because the mice, you have some good wine in there. Every good wine gets ruined because it was put into a kais pogum. But Agaponim, the Mishmur has no problem with this minig of passing around the kais, because even though you're drinking after Mekadosh, Kumu, Kumekadosh, Chashivi, we're all considered like the Mekadosh, and we're not drinking a kais pogum. So this is Shlomo Zalman Rebach told him, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is chaylik. And the reason why maybe this Machava missed it is because, interesting, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is not over there. It's not in Hilchos Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch Rav is Simen Kuf Tzadik. Simen Kuf Tzadik is the Simen of benching our kais. Over there, in a different place, in the Simen of benching our kais, Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about the Shayel. And Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Nochain, not that everyone that's Toim should not drink from the kais pogum. Nochain, that the Mekadosh, before he drinks, should pour off some and tell ois to everyone that's being Yetzah. And the Dafka should not taste from the kais. Shulchan Aruch Rav is Chaylik. He talked about bothering him this problem. That it will be a problem that everyone is drinking from a kais pogum. So Yitzhak says you should pour off first, and then everyone should drink from before anyone drank. It does look that other people on Noig to do this for a different reason, because there's a whole tumult to bring down, the place can bring down. It's in Eruch Chaim, Hilchos Suda, Sim Kuf Ayin, Sif Yud Zayin, the Tazdeh, and the Zilabush, and the Eli Rabba, and the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Bait and Sif Chaf Beis also. There's a Tzavos of Eleza Godol, it's called. Tzavos of Eleza Godol, who acts as drinking from the Kosher Shasa Chaveri. Not to drink, they even compared almost to Bat Shaksu. You look in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos and the Mitzvah of Bat Shaksu, that you're not supposed to drink from a Kosher Shasa Chaveri. So I think that's the reason why people, a lot of people, know.
It's some Kiddush.
Does it say Kiddush? That's Tzavos of
Eleza
Godol. I don't know. There are Haterim to it. No, even that they bring down, the Shulchan Aruch himself says that. Someone itself has a term for it, but that's something we'll probably talk about it. But I think that's for some. But over here, we have another reason to do it that way. There's another reason why a lot of people know that they pour off before they drink to be yotzei lefi the Shulchan Aruch Rav. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, if you drink from the kais and you pass it around, You're missing the maila of drinking yain for kiddush, because by the time you drink, it's already considered pogum. Not like the mishnah berurah. So it's not the machlokes, it's the mishnah berurah and the.
Isn't there a car somewhere that says that if you make kiddush and you pour out the kiddush, you pour out the before you drink the kais, smell like the sun, it's like almost like a zayin to the kais, not to pour out from the kais before you drink.
I never saw that. I mean, the Shulchan says that's what you should do. Shulchan says that's what you should do. You should be shaving before.
Some say that it's not a good aim for the suffix. Some say it's not a good aim for the suffix. Then they're not really getting from the Kodesh. It's only a Kodesh after they're in the Kodesh. You're not really getting. Or he's not drinking. Some say it's a Kodesh.
I'm just telling you what Shulchan says. His bonus in this kasha. Shatim doesn't mention it on the graph, but again, it's a Mordi Gemara Mokim, it's a Mordi Gemara Kiyas, it's a Hilchus Vechus Amadim. What?
The oil does that in the Kamakrins,
yeah.
And then he pours into the
Kodesh,
and then he gives it
out. That's another Eitzah. That in Chorobina, but he didn't say that
Eitzah. That?
Well, it doesn't take off the Savasha, but it's a Godel. If that doesn't bother you, okay. But okay, listen. I had on this etzem halacha that the same halacha that you should right. One's the rice, one's the bonum. But this Indian that everyone be the eved, everyone could be yaseh without being toyim. But chachinu state that everyone should also have the mind of being toyim from this. It could be it's more important by day than by night, because by day yeshem this is the gan for kiddush. All kiddush is both for your goffin and drinking. By night the kiddush is revealing the broth. Everyone, yeah. Ketan is chinuch, and Noshem Achayim and Kiddush same as men. Especially, even though it's Mrs. Van Grumba, the Gemara is a heckish. Zach Vashama, whoever's Chayim, and Oysi is a Shabbat, Chayim, and Atei is a Shabbat. Especially on Shabbat, when Noshem Achayim and Kiddush same as men.
Then you can drink your own wine. You don't need this.
Right.
This is the
Indian official bracha. This is the old shayla that I have. This Indian that everyone should be toyim from the Kishul Kiddush. Is that even if you know you're going to make Kiddush later on? L'moshul, if you go by Kiddush and Shul by Simcha. And I know later on I'm going to make Kiddush again at home. Agav is brought down, the Goyim, but they turn it out this way, that even if the whole family was used to Kiddush and Shul by a Simcha, and they had Passover with Kislev, they had cake, this Kishma and Suda, when you come home, and you're having a Suda, and you're washing your Suda, Lach Mishnah should make Kiddush again. Everyone was used, it doesn't make a difference. But the actual Suda, Lach Mishnah, you should make Kiddush again. So you know what, as they, Minig Ben Eter, they call it, and not everyone does it, but Minig Ben Eter, and they say so, Achi the Goyim, from the Shem the Goyim. Even everyone's used to, but it's Indian to, by day. No. This is what I always heard. My father told me that's what we did at home. That's what I said. Maybe you heard it from his father, I'm not sure. So my shayla is, if I know I'm going to make Kiddush later on, so I'm going to be toyim for Yom Kiddush, do I also have to be toyim for Yom Kiddush and Shul? Like, you see the firm, the brisk is everyone's running up to the Rav and make Kiddush, they want to get a little bit, it's not so they get a little bit to be toyim. And some have a haggish. Yeah, but I don't think I think the Indian is this Indian, because he's supposed to be toying from Yain Shul Kiddush. No, it's not Kishab.
The Rav had his problem. Well, it's only a Birchat Hanen, so you had a problem. How could you be Yotze? If you don't drink, you don't have the Nen. And everybody else says it.
But this Indian, but I'm not talking about that. But not everyone holds that biskra. Hashtus Yotze. But what about this Indian, that everyone is supposed to be toying from Yain Shul Kiddush? He's supposed to be toying for Yom Shakiddush, so they're doing the right thing being toying. But it could be, you only have to be toying once a day. I could be Yotze Kiddush, and I don't need the Mayan of being toying for Yom Shakiddush, I'm going to be toying later on. And I'm a duch, so that's the real Minig Olam. I think you go back, it's a night, my second's running up to get a little bit. And I think people remember the old days, no one was makbid on that. Finally, it's Micham, they were Yotze Kiddush, and they ate, and I the Mayan of being toying for Yom Shakiddush, they had that Mayan later on, once a day. You don't have to do it twice. So that's the Shtickel Zerbian.
That would make
sense,
according to you saying it makes no difference between night or day.
Same thing. Yeah. Well, at night you never have twice kiddush. Normally at night. You really don't have it. There is such a musa. It's at night also you can make kiddush and then on Passover kistin and cake also, and then later have your suz, but it's just not a common thing. It's a more common child in the day. So So I'm declaring if people are doing it for this reason, that's a different reason. If you're doing it because of the mile of being time from Yantra Kiddush, it could be, you don't, there's no any of doing that every single time you have to Kiddush. That even there's at least once today be time from Yantra Kiddush. I know I'm going to do it later, I don't have to go run up and be time from the Rav's Yayin. Okay, only a few more minutes. I saw in a Kovitz
here.
Yeah, another thing is Shirayim. And there's a Kovitz Or HaShabbos, Chavos Chafei, this past year, Toshinayim Dalet, Omit HaSvot, they bring down some of the letter, Chaim Kinevsky, on the Yom Shabbos, and the Kedaka, he wrote Shubas Ksara, it's a short answer, this one goes through a few of them, interesting ones. One Shaila, someone asked him was, when women bench lift, do they have to be Nizza to light first the candle closest to them? It shouldn't be in Mavir and Amitzis. We have a cloud in the Gemara many places, one practical application is you're supposed to be careful in the morning to set up that your talus is on top of the tefillin. You should put it, because you want to put your talus first, you have to make sure your hand reaches the talus first. If your hand, if it's not set up properly and your hand reaches the tefillin first, you have to put your tefillin first. You can't pass by the tefillin and go straight for the next mitzvah talus. It's designed for the mitzvah. The mitzvah you have to do it. Maybe over here also, this candle is closest, maybe she has to light that candle. And not light the face, the further one out. It's happy market. So, what? Well, then maybe that's the reason. Here's the thing. Maybe that's the reason people like to do the further ones first, because they don't want to have to light the closer one and reach over a candle. But he's cutting the shayla. Maybe go around. He's cutting the shayla. Maybe my vino mitzvah. So Chaim answered him with the bakiyas. He says the taisus and yuma daf on the gimel. That he said first of all, really, since over here the ik mitzvah is one there. Yeah. It's only a minute to do more. There was one there, but mainly there's no aim of being on mitzvahs on this. And he's echem too. Look into the few mitzvahs on the gimbal that says this far.
No, you can still do
the
The Gemara in Kedushin, the famous Gemara, the Rabbi Moshe Buddha, the Marayim themselves were oisik in Kavod Shabbos and be making the Suda for Shabbos. And as I state, every person should do something to cover Shabbos for Shabbos. So Talmud Chacham Yisrael Chaim Kinevsky, can I be used to preparing a drasha for Shabbos? I'm going to prepare a Torah to say by the table, every Shabbos to cover Shabbos, can I be used to that? Instead of preparing food or doing something in the house, I'm going to be used to preparing my Torah for Shabbos. I'm doing a cover Shabbos, mine and Torah, I'm going to say my drasha, I'm going to say my Torah. What? Well, Chaim told him no. No, I didn't do that. And this Talmud Chacham didn't like the answer. He goes, why not? My Torah was on my Torah. So Chaim answered him back the pasuk, V'chinu yisashay yaviyu. Kavod Shabbos is to prepare food. I was thinking the same Raya. Raya would be from the Meroyim themselves. They weren't preparing Torah. They weren't preparing Torah. They were preparing food.
I don't think he
means
to
do a
mice.
I think he meant his wife
wants to marry. I think he said,
No, not in the Gemara. That's my kasha. The Poskim say that. The Poskim says making the bed is Kavod Shabbos. Not that. The Gemara doesn't say it. Okay. But,
She wants to speak. She can just listen. If you want her to bake, you have to cook.
Okay, I think it was more of a dicha when he gave him that pasuk, but I think he just wants to say it. Yeah, I gave him a thing to
her.
Another shayla from Chaim Kinevsky is: can you be yaitzel like a mishnah with one challah that's kofoy, that's frozen and it's not edible? A lot of times you take it out and you can't eat it. Can you be yaitzel like a mishnah? So Chaim said the Santa Chiddush. She said that if you're able to eat it that day, then it's good. It's not. You're making beracha. You have to understand that. Maybe by Shalom Shuvus, if your mom is mentioned last minute, you put it out of the freezer and you won't be able to eat it that day. By the time it gets thawed out, it's not edible. It won't be good. It's not that Subhaim said it would be, maybe be a problem. Another shayla, this I found very interesting, very ramifications to it. Chaim says, can you be like a mishnah with a chal and shu'ula? You only have one chal left. You go to your neighbor and borrow one, but you're not allowed to eat it. You have to give it back. Can you be yitz like a mishnah with that? So Chaim said, nochoin, she eats in a reshush yechemenu. It's like, it seems like a little bit misuppic, because probably you should have reshush to eat from it. Really,
you should have reshush to eat. You can eat anyone you want. Shalom Shuvus, you can eat anyone you want.
So I think this is the shaila is great idea.
I can both.
Not to mean with me, but by a simcha on Shabbos, where the caterer is set up on challah, and people will take their neighbor's challah and they make lach mishnah. Sounds so poshut. If you ask him, can I have your challah? Can I eat it? Most of you, yeah, go ahead, eat it. Zichah, if it wasn't Shabbos, I don't need challah. I need something else. But over here, the main thing is the guy is nice and says, go ahead, take it. He doesn't really mean it because he needs to show himself. He needs to be eating lach mishnah. He doesn't really mean it. So you're doing the wrong thing according to this. You're taking your neighbor's challah. So the right way to do it, and I hate to make things difficult, but the right way to do it would be to, whenever you sit by a simcha, you should take the two challahs, and one should be moitzi the other one. I think then if you be moitzi him, now these two challahs, we can both eat them together. And then I can be moitzi you. But you have to make this up before you wash, because after you wash, if you're going to start going, he's not going to see what you want, and he'll say, go ahead, take it, then he's not going to see. My, if it's your son, you or something, but beforehand, maybe it's not so comfortable, but go ahead, you might see me, you know, go explain to him why. But if just what everyone's doing, taking it and making a commission and putting it back, it's not so posh.
From the bottom, it means like 4-2 is supposed to be way before the time.
Right, they talk about
it.
You saw that, yes.
The Zaydis
were doing this, having a cadence, you
know.
But Shal Shuz, maybe in Shul, there's also Machal, maybe in Yeshivas, and everything. Not everybody, wait, you're right, the Baal Simcha is going to make it, make a Moisim with the big Sudachal, and everybody's waiting for that. Okay. I know it's late, but maybe just finish one last thing. Reb Chaim was also an interesting shaila. On the same challah. That's right. So according to Reb Chaim, it's not the right way to do it. Nochin, they should have a challah. You're not to eat from. So my answer is, take your neighbor's challah and be mitzim, him be mitzim to you. Then there is no problem. We can both eat from these two. Okay. This one last shail is, Chaim was this a chayla that was sleeping in the morning and he woke up and he missed Shachris and Musaf. So it's already Mincha time at Shabbos or Yom Tov or Shchedish. It's already Mincha time. So he has three tefillos he has to daven. He has to daven Mincha, he has to daven Tashlumin on Shachris, and he has to daven Musaf. Which should he daven first? Again, he missed Shachris and Musaf, and it's the afternoon already. He missed Shachris. Musaf he can still daven. Musaf is a whole day. It was a whole day, and it's the time for Mincha, and it was a shogig, it was an oinus, he could daven a tashlum v'shachar. So what order? So the son of Chaim gave a short answer. He said daven Mincha, Musaf, and Shachar. You hear the order? And tashlum v'shachar. Mincha, Musaf, and tashlum v'shachar. We're going to answer this. So first thing, my question was, why is Musaf second? The chayr, we always daven Musaf and Mincha, daven Musaf, right? The teretz is, I think his reason is because Tadish and Yatadish had a kaidim. We have a klal. Whatever's more, the more bracha stuff, the nana, other places.
It's not
Musaf
first, because it's only
Musaf, that's why. And the nana, the bracha stuff,
the nana,
but not since the
third. That's it, right, exactly.
No joke, in the Brisker of the Tadamus before us.
Oh, very good, I was wondering. I think his reason is because Toshin and Toshin carried them, and now, every day, you dive in Musaf before the Mamilchi, you have no problem, before the Mamilchi. But today, when you dive in, he's raised the Mamilchi, you should do Mamilchi before it's Toshin. My only problem was, this is a famous halacha by the Gemara says in Brachos Achavav that all the tefillos are connected to Kabbonis. And Shachas and Milchus are connected to Tomash Shach and Tomash Rebbeinu Baim. And there's a mitzvah say, but a hashlein, that the first covenant of the day should be covenant Tomash Shach, and the last covenant of the day is the Tomash Rebbeinu Baim, and everything else is brought in between, except the Gom Pesach. It's different, especially there.
What do you do if a guy died in
If a guy came late, if a guy came late, then he must be recovered. Then come tomorrow. We brought the Tamash Rebbeinu Baim. So how do you bring the Musaf? Musaf is always brought before the Tamash Rebbeinu Baim. How can you have a Musaf after the Tamash Rebbeinu Baim, after Mincha, which Tamash Rebbeinu Baim? Teretz is maybe Chaim held this. There's no hakpada by Tefillah on this. Only on.
Yeah, he's
this.
And
whoever
forgot.
You can tell him they can't have. Yeah, fine. According to this, there's no hakpada by Tefillah. But the next question is what Meir was saying. The next question to me was that you can be mafsik between mincha and the tashlumin with musaf. I was always clearing, this din of tashlumin, that has to be right away the mashal, somebody missed mincha b'shagig. He missed mincha and he's allowed, and by marav he's davening marav and tashlumin of mincha. And if the Ma'ev, if he sees someone in Shul, he wants to talk to the Chayes, he wants to catch him, can he be Masik and go talk to the guy and come back later and do his Tashlumin? Or is Tashlumin supposed to be right away? Somehow people think the Tashlumin is to be right away together with Ma'ev, Davin Ma'ev, right away with Tashlumin Milcha. But Chaim here is saying, if you're Masik or Musik, it's Mashma, there's really no Teda. It's not a practical thing, because if you wait and you go talk to him, you might forget to do the Tashlumin, you forget a second time, you forgot already Milcha once today, so you don't want to forget the Tashlumin. The Ma'ev says, Mashma, that there's no Teda of a Hefzik between. As long as it's still Zman of the second thing, you use the Tashlumin. And the last thing is really late, I'm sorry, it's really late, but in that Kovi, it's our Shabbos, so there's Chatei Tashnayim Dalet, and the Omer Kuf Lamed Hei is a different piece, some two Tumi Chom, they have a bigger Riches on the idea of opening soda bottles on Shabbos, plastic. And it's Kedai to look through, they did a very nice Abba, they explained Shem Zalman and Shita, but the Sunday also bring down there very much the Shitas which are Chaylog. Many are Bonim today, it's a recent Shayla. Many are Bonim Asa, and they explain the reasons why it should be Asa, and it's a Shayla of Mokhadar Isa. And I don't know if I should say this, but I always felt that this Indian is possible to say in this, the Mesil Shor and Perkid Aleph, the Maskavahine, the Mesil Shor gives a Moshul on any coolest, you want to say, I'm Semech on him, I'm carrying the air of a face of Semech on him. Sil Shem says, always think, what would you do if there was a cup on the table, a drink, and one professional or doctor said it's poison, it's Ebola, and 100 doctors said, no, it's okay. Would you drink it? You know, it's nice, I don't think you would drink it so fast. One person says it's already also, it's already poison, and you have to realize the Malacha Shabbos is a lot more than poison. Yeshkerach.